I pledge allegiance, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Welcome, good morning. It's May 3rd at 9:30 a.m. We've called a special meeting to address the resignation letter from Aaron Eisenhardt. Aaron Eisenhardt is here, and I guess at this point, we've accepted it. We understand that we have to accept it, so we have a termination date of his position, and then we will be looking in the next up to 45 days, I believe, to replace through a vote of the board as a board selection. At that point, Shelley has went out and will be putting out a inquiry for those people interested in the trustee position that will be held through 2022 to the next election, which that said person would then have to run for the election of that seat. But in the meantime, we can do an appointment, which that's what we'll be doing in the next few days or weeks. Our hope is to have someone in place, because I know that this board's going to be working on sewer issues going forward, and we'd like to have a person ready for our June meeting and other meetings to come. But at this point, that's just a little background of where we are right now. Aaron is here, and I just give him the floor a moment if he'd like to make a comment or any type of statement about the resignation.
Yeah, it's as the resignation letter states, it's strictly due to time commitments elsewhere and not feeling that I'm able to do the job that, you know, the position requires or deserves. So yeah, it's been I'm going to miss it. It was a tough decision. I enjoy the people. I enjoyed the things I learned in being involved in the community. It's a tough decision, truly a tough decision for me to make. But I do feel strongly that it's the best decision at this point.
Well, and Aaron, I know I can speak for myself. We've really enjoyed having you on the board. You've certainly been an asset. And I know also, to make the board aware, Aaron did serve on our planning commission. He was our representative to planning, which I felt did a great job there and going to be sadly missed. I'm hoping you can find someone with the same credentials. Aaron comes with a construction background, bidding and such. He's been involved, and I know your company is taking a lot of changes, hence the problem you have. You're moving out of state and doing things that probably keep you away, and we really wish that down the road maybe you'll reconsider as you get your things back in line and get caught up, as you get older maybe.
Yeah, that's right. I feel like, well, I'm getting there.
I don't know, Shelley, do you have any comments?
Just the usual comment that I too agree that Aaron will be truly missed on our board. He's just a nice, calm, reasonable person. Not that we all aren't that, but yes, I'm gonna miss Aaron, and I do understand he's just one person that has a lot going on, and I appreciate the time that he gave us for the terms that he spent with us here.
Thank you.
Mike, got any comments?
Well, it'd be the same as Shelley's and yours. I mean, you know, I enjoyed working with him. Learned a lot from his construction and another experience with, other than what I have in the finance stuff. So, going to miss him. Hope we can find somebody just as good.
No, that's our hope. And certainly, you know, this township board, I won't speak for all, but I know Aaron and I have spoken a lot about sewer projects, and I know Aaron was a big supporter of the sewer, and I know that's what we're looking at doing, and we're going to sadly miss you on that because of your value there on the construction side. And between you and Dick, you've been a great help to us with our engineers, and, you know, I really feel our township is going to be looking at that over the next few years, and that's going to be something I'll be looking for in our next candidate, because I think sewer is going to be this board's probably goal in the next few years. So I hope that when you get caught up on everything, you'll reconsider.
You bet. I would like to just state that it really has been a privilege, and I am just super impressed with the amount of work that this board does. Yeah, I've said that to many other people as well, but just truly, the professionalism and no nonsense, I really feel like you guys are serving Elk Rapids Township in the best possible way. And maybe that just sounds like something you say when you're on your way out, but I truly am impressed with the work that this, and as years go on, you know, they're gonna have a tough time finding such a productive group of people.
Thank you, Aaron.
Yep.
You know, at this time, the board will have to vote to accept the resignation, so it's official. And I'll make the motion to accept Aaron Eisenhardt's resignation from Township Trustee, effective May 3rd. And I know he gave us the letter on effective date of April 29th. My understanding from what I've read through, and that's why we wanted to have the board meeting, is we had to vote it in to make it effective for Aaron. So even though the letter does state April 29th, Aaron, it will become effective today,
okay,
officially. And I know that was something I didn't understand completely when you and I were talking, so I hope that doesn't make
a
big problem for you or anything going forward. So that motion is, effectively, May 3rd, Aaron Eisenhardt did submit his resignation to our board. My motion says we will accept it at 9:36. Do I have support?
Support.
Okay. Do we have any further discussion? Mike, anything?
No.
Shelley?
No.
Again, I'll say you'll be sadly missed, and I'd hate to see you leaving, Aaron, but we'll do a roll call.
All right. Roll call. Szymanski.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
Boisvert, yes.
Okay, motion carries, Aaron. Effectively, yeah. May 3rd, your resignation has been heard.
We did neglect to say that Dick Holtz is absent from the
Correct.
Meeting. Correct. So.
And we do have a quorum.
Right.
And also, to be stated, Aaron wasn't to vote on this, but he was present.
Right.
And we appreciate you being here for this.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the kind words. I appreciate it.
Well.
And don't be a stranger.
No, I won't.
No, it's been kind of an interesting few years. It was your first, what, have you been on here, what, two terms now? This has been the third?
Yep.
So you've been here a while.
Yeah, it's been an interesting, you know, through the, kind of started with the ambulance, and, you know, that was a tough thing, but I really feel like a lot of good has come out of that, and then onto the sewer, and many other things, but, and I came in not knowing really anything about really what my position would entail or the things we'd be getting into, so I've learned so much, and, yeah, it's just been a privilege.
Well, thank you. Is there anything further, public comment? Not hearing any public comment. We'll move on, I guess, unless there's any other discussion points. Shelley, do you want to mention anything about what's going on with your election, just for record?
Oh, I can, but let me first say, too, that I did place on our website an application form for anybody that would like to be considered as an appointed trustee. We'll be going through those on our website under elkrapids.com, and I put it under notices and announcements, so there's a form there and a short description of what the job of being trustee is, and I put a deadline, I believe, of May 17th to have that stuff returned to us, because like we said, we'd really like to get a full board going by the time we hit springtime and discuss sewer. Or anybody can call me, 231-264-9333, regarding this position. Okay.
No, and my guess is we'll probably just call a special meeting like this one for that process, hopefully after the 17th, so that by hopefully the June meeting, we would have the full board in place.
Right. Right, that's the plan.
But go ahead and...
So for the election stuff, and we're still talking November 2020 election, where a lawsuit is currently in place with a person against Antrim County. And in the meantime, that person has had subpoenas issued to all the townships in the county to provide all of our voting equipment and our ballots and our files and everything else for inspection from him and his group, I guess. We're in the middle of fighting that because, just because of logistics, and most other townships had elections going on. They've got an election tomorrow.
Yes.
So we have attorneys on hand, and we're trying to quash that subpoena, or at least make it easier to abide by and have that group come to us. And we'll just wait and see what happens. But, you know, that's just a never-ending thing right now. So it'll be good when it's all over.
Yeah, originally the subpoena read that we were to show up at
Kearney Township Hall for the days of May 5, May 6, and May 7 from 9 o'clock a.m. with all of our stuff. Well, that's a lot of stuff for us to bring, and that's a lot of time for us to sit there and wait for someone to go through that. We have no problem with someone looking at our stuff if they have the right to do that. To take all of that time and put us all in a place where, you know, we can't handle our own jobs and stuff for that length of time, it just seemed unrealistic.
Well, another
or
part
unfair.
Of it is I won't speak for you, Shelley, fully, but I know there's nothing for us to hide. Our biggest concern, really, I think from talking to the attorneys, was our commitment to the county and Dominion by releasing any information without legal authority. And this is what the subpoena or the motion also has as protection for the township. If we were to allow someone to look at the Dominion machines, any of the entitled information that Dominion has any type of proprietary rights to, because we do have commitments through the county to Dominion, we believe. We're not positive how much, what, where for sure, but the county did a similar act by asking for protection from the court system. It's my understanding that the judge granted that. It was constitutional to look at all this stuff so that the townships wouldn't be held liable or responsible for any terms and conditions that we've agreed to. So really, in a nutshell, that's really the big meat of the motion, is
right,
to basically look for protection for our township going forward from Dominion, because I'm sure everybody's aware there's lawsuits flying around everywhere to and from Dominion, and whether or not right or wrong, we just have to try to protect ourselves. I think also when I spoke with Pete Garwood, he said that was what the county did, so I'm sure that our judge should probably grant us that as well. And also in speaking with Pete, and Shelley and I have had this discussion, going forward, we're going to have to discuss what we're going to do about all this for our next elections. And thank God we don't have one now, because we got to make sure that all of the people are comfortable with what we're using for equipment and process. Even though we're sure we're fine here, but it's all the what people want to believe or how it's conceived. So anyways... Anything further, Shelley?
No, just waiting to hear back from that and hoping.
We signed an action with all townships in the county, correct? Or a motion?
Yes.
Yeah, for this type of protection and also the opportunity for them to come into our building. Because we have nothing to hide. Glad to do it, but it'd just be really nice if they could do it here. So anyways,
mm-hmm.
Anything else? Okay, if that's all. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you. And thanks again, Aaron.
Yep. Thank you, Aaron.
And I hate to run, but I do have a 10 o'clock meeting.
Yep, I understand.
So thank you.
Thanks.
See you.